Amazon.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be doing some preview of the upcoming press days of the New York International Auto Show. But we begin the hour by finishing up a conversation we started in the first hour of the broadcast. If you are with us, with Laura Bernstein, one of the rising stars in the automotive journalistic world, also television personality and president of the MPG, the Motor Press Guild out in California. And Laura recently had the opportunity to have some fun with the top-of-the-line Jag, the XKRS, and an amazing vehicle, to say that to least, a superb grand touring vehicle. And Laura had the opportunity to run it at an Air Force base and run it at some pretty significant speeds. What was that top speed again that you achieved, Laura?
Well, the top speed of the car is 186, but I only got it up to 180, so I will have to try harder next time.
Pretty close, though. Overall, I've always been a fan of this car, and you point out in your article that you collaborated with on with a couple of other folks that, you know, of course, it's a crowded marketplace. There's a number of other choices in this same price range. But this vehicle, to me, it's a very sensual vehicle. The design is what always draws me to this vehicle. It also, unlike a 911, does have somewhat of a back seat. And there's just something magical about the way the Jaguar engineering folks are able to strike a balance between a good handling car and a good riding car. And I think the XK does an extremely good job of doing just that.
Yeah, you know, and Jaguar has a longer history than Porsche does, too. I mean, the 911, and even though it is a very long-standing model, I mean, the XK goes back, if you think about the XK120 in the early 1950s, I mean, most people know the reason it was called the XK120 is because the top speed was 120 miles an hour. Now, if you've ever seen that car and it's really low cutaway doors and it's skinny tires, I mean, I don't know how many people would really want to drive in that car at 120 miles an hour. But Jaguar always was building performance machines with an eye for style, because the 120, even though it had racing applications, it's just a gorgeous car. And even today, pretty much every auction that you would go to every year, whether it be Gooding at Scottsdale or maybe RM in Monterey, you know, usually there's one very well preserved example of that car. And that is definitely still one of my favorite, I would say probably in my top five of all time. If I could have my dream garage, I would have one of those cars. But it has to have the wire knockoff wheels. I'm not a fan of the fender skirt. So
Very good. You're a woman after my own heart, definitely. Let's talk about briefly another vehicle that I know you sampled, and that's the CC from Volkswagen. It's been tweaked for 2012-2013. I understand they put a new hood on the vehicle and a new front fascia. Any other significant update to that vehicle, Laura?
You know, the majority of that is just a bit of a, you know, it's just a kind of a cosmetic update. That car, you know, it's funny because when that car was first unveiled, I know a lot of us were sitting around scratching our heads, and a couple other companies have done this too, like with the Mercedes CLS. When they're calling a car a coupe, but it has four doors.
Yeah.
And everyone's looking at each other going, what do you mean it's a coupe with four doors? Like, I don't get it. And then, you know, some designer or marketing person will tell you, well, actually, the coupe refers to the shape of the roof line, and it's a low sloping shape. And so we just kind of look at each other and say, whatever, you guys, you know. But I've always thought that the CC is a very good looking car. It fits in an interesting segment. I mean, it's built on the same platform as the Passat, And but it's not kind of the practical family car that the Passat is. So maybe it's somebody who occasionally carries a passenger or two or needs the extra space in a back seat, but really is focused on a little bit more of a sporty feeling, a little bit more dynamic handling. And definitely, you know, it is not suited for carrying full-size adults in the back seat because of that sloping coupe-like roofline.
You've got to have either kids or small folks, small petite people.
Right.
But
it's a good car, and I think we're seeing this more and more, not just with Volkswagen, but pretty much with everyone. These micro segments are emerging in between segments. So it used to be very defined. I mean, you'd have a tiny car, a compact car, a mid-sized car, and a big car. The old, same sausage, different links kind of philosophy.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing things like this where where does it fit in? Like, is it a mid-sized sedan? What does it really compete against? Does it compete against an Accord? Does it compete against, what is it? So it will be interesting to see, how the market responds to this kind of uber segmentation, especially in the mid-size and the smaller car segment. I think the good news is consumers have more choice than ever as far as like how big do you want your car to be? What do you want it to look like? At the same time, I wonder personally, can the market really support all of these models? And we saw when the financial crisis, the industry crisis of 2008 happened, there were brands that folded because you simply couldn't produce five of the same cars under five different brands. So, I don't know. I think we're in a really interesting time now, and I think the same thing about powertrain. Is TDI, is diesel really going to take off now that gas prices are climbing again, or regular gas prices? What's going to happen with hybrid powertrains or electric powertrains? Are people really going to bite?
It's a really interesting time in the marketplace, and something for everybody, too. Some amazing performance cars, but all the technology, but the point you were bringing up about the CC is so true. Mercedes kicked it off with the CLS, and now we've seen so many additional vehicles, doing the same kind of coupe-ass sedans from the A7s to the CC to look at BMW just introduced the first four-door 6 Series ever. So, it's interesting to see if there's going to be enough folks who want that unique little styling touch. And are there going to be enough buyers for all these vehicles? That's the big question.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think the big line in the industry, at least that we've been hearing from the OEs, of course, because they want to be optimistic, they have to be, is that, demand is pent up because people have not been buying. People have either been buying used or hanging on to their cars longer. So, there are all these people just waiting and waiting and waiting for the opportunity to rush out and buy a new car. So maybe it is an optimistic approach by the automakers so that when that does happen in maybe stronger force than we've been seeing lately, there will be all these great opportunities. And I think it's good to have choice. Absolutely. Do you want to, I think about a question going to, for example, like the Bloomingdale's perfume counter. Somebody comes up and says, what's your most popular fragrance? And the lady says, do you want to smell like everybody else or do you want to smell different? And I think, there's definitely this feeling of individuality that we all want to have, especially with something that costs a lot of money. So maybe it'll work. It depends on how many of them they want to build. And I guess with these new global platforms, to some extent, I guess it does make it easier and cheaper for them, obviously, because you can build a Passat and the CC in the same factory and just slap on some different parts. And, when the base drivetrain or the platform is the same, I think that does save a lot of money. And we're seeing that more and more going to these global platforms where one architecture can be used across different models and across different countries.
And it's a win-win because sometimes the Europeans in the past have been getting the good stuff and we have not, so
right.
That's definitely something positive. Well, Laura, I know you're off to New York, as
yes.
I am as well. Hope to see you there. Thank you so much. You did a great
job
on your first appearance here on Auto World.
Appreciate it.
Straight ahead, more coverage of the upcoming New York International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-273-1250. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. That's 1-800-273-1250.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today. We'll throw a quick trivia question out there into the mix just to get things going a little bit. We've got the wash drops prize packages to be given away throughout the next few months. And matter of fact, the wash drops people are going to be helping me with my New York broadcast. So we want to thank them, and we want to encourage everybody to check out washdrops.com. All right, the trivia question will make it a relatively easy trivia question. Let's go back into the area of, let's say the 1970s. Let's do that. Can you tell me the name of the manufacturer who gave us the vehicle back in the 1970s known as the Granada? Who made the Granada back in the 1970s? That's an easy one. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Right now, joining us on the program, it's my pleasure to welcome Edmunds.com editor James Ryswick. Hey there, James. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Lots of cool things to talk about. We're going to do a little preview of the upcoming New York Auto Show as the press days are this week. But let's begin by talking about a recent comparison test that Edmunds.com did on some midsize family sedans. Tell us about the players in this particular test.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be both our Edmunds.com editors as well as our sort of enthusiast website, InsideLine.com. We came together and doing a comparison test, and I'm basically giving you a sneak preview of it because it hasn't been published yet. But we basically centered around the new 2013 Chevrolet Malibu. It's a big car for GM. Mm-hmm. It's also our first comparison test that's going to feature the all-new 2012 Volkswagen Passat. And then to that, we add sort of the tried and true Honda Accord, as well as the new 2012 Toyota Camry and the 2012 Hyundai Sonata. So those are the three cars. Obviously, there are a lot of cars in this segment. You know, you could have a Kia Optima. Mm-hmm. You could have a Nissan Altima. Sorry, Kia Optima and Nissan Altima. But these are the five that we put forward.
And without giving away too much, since it hasn't been published yet, certainly the midsize family sedan market, like you say, continues to have new players injected into it all the time. But the players keep getting better and better as well, James.
Yeah, it's true. And I think the one thing that struck me was how little struck me. Because, in the past we've done these, and there's always the one car that you just dismiss right away. Or there's the one that, we as car fans and, driving enthusiasts will pick, and then, the others will sort of be in the middle somewhere. But, to tell you the truth, all of them were very much in the middle. It's hard for us to decide. We very much sort of came down to looking at the numbers, and the numbers being, how much are you getting for your money, as well as how quickly did it go from 0 to 60 at the track, how well did it brake, what's the fuel economy. And from a numbers perspective, the Hyundai Sonata continued to do really well. This car has 200 horsepower from a four-cylinder engine, and not surprisingly, it was the quickest car, but then it also it's tied for the best fuel economy as well. And from my perspective, the Sonata was a car that, it wasn't necessarily the best besides 0 to 60 ton. It wasn't the best in any one area, but also didn't annoy or have as many drawbacks. It was a nice middle-of-the-road car, and I think that's going to, in the end, we haven't decided on our exact winner, but that's probably where my money would go right now, just because it's very well-rounded.
Yeah, it's a very good observation. It definitely does a good job. The Toyota Camry has rolled out to some rather mixed reviews among our journalist peers. I had one for a week myself, and again, it's evolutionary. It certainly isn't revolutionary in any way, shape, matter, or form. I think there's some cool elements of it, but it still is a boring ride no matter how you drive it.
Well, and the thing is, the Camry that we use for the test is our long-term Toyota Camry, and it's the SE trim level.
So
now, this has better steering. It has firmer suspension. It has a different equipment level in it. And it makes a huge difference. I've driven a regular LE, and it's just not as enjoyable to drive. Now, I'm not saying that the SE is fun. It's not a sports sedan. But because of that, I think it did a lot better in this test. And by it having, you know, they say quote unquote sport tune suspension, but really it sort of drives how you'd prefer it. You have a better sense of control of the car, and it managed to equate itself a lot better because of its SE trim. On the other hand, the Chevy Malibu in this test was the Eco trim, and that's the only Malibu that we're presently getting. There's going to be a regular Malibu. There's going to be two four-cylinder regular engines coming out a little later this year. But the Eco is a very mild hybrid system. It has a battery that powers an electric motor. Now, this isn't a Prius by any means. It just provides a little extra electric power. But because of this, it was somewhat quick in this test. The electric motor actually helped it a bit. But with those batteries, it took up a lot of trunk space. Even though it might not be as much as some previous full hybrid sedans, it did make a big difference, and it would be difficult to put a bunch of larger suitcases in the trunk where you could in the other cars, and likely the regular Malibu when it comes out as well. And also with the Eco equipment, it had a very sluggish transmission response, and even though the car, if you just gunned it at a traffic light, it's actually kind of quick, when you're just driving it around, the sluggish transmission makes it very slow to downshift, and it makes it feel slower than it actually is. And that's with the Eco trim. So whereas the SE Camry did well because it was the SE, the Malibu Eco, I'm guessing, did worse because of that trim level.
No, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Certainly this generation of the Chevrolet Malibu is a significant improvement over the previous generation, and as GM continues to get their act together, we seem to be seeing better product out of that brand than we've seen perhaps ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting because I think when we were driving it, it sort of seemed that the Malibu was going to be finishing in last because of those, you know, it's smaller trunk and it has a small back seat for the class. You know, 10 years ago, no, the back seat's not small, but today it is, especially compared to the Accord, the Passat, and the Camry. And then, as I mentioned, the drivability issues. But the interior is beautiful in that car. We had, you know, it's a higher trim level, but I've driven the lower ones, and, you know, really nice materials in there, construction solid, and that's not what the last one was at all. Even though it looked nice, it wasn't quite up to the construction standards of the other cars in the class.
So true, James. More straight ahead with Edmunds.com editor James Ryswick. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%. What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at VHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We are the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. You're listening to Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as you can listen online at theautomotiveradionetwork.com. We're chatting with Edmunds.com editor Jane Riswick, who gave us a little sneak preview of an upcoming mid-size family comparison test. They're still putting the finishing touches on that, but one thing that's going to be kicking off this week, James, is a big event for all journalists. There are four big events here in North America: the LA Auto Show, the Detroit, also known as North American International Auto Show, the Chicago Auto Show, concluding with the New York Show. And it seems like the New York Show seems to be getting bigger, at least in my eyes in recent years. It seems like there's more product being unveiled in New York than we had seen in previous times.
Yeah, certainly it's always strikes me as ironic that New York's so big when the most popular car is a yellow Crown Victoria. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's not as many cars that are introduced in New York than in Detroit. It seems about the same as Los Angeles now. Mm-hmm. But the importance of the cars they're very important cars that are being introduced. The Wednesday press day is going to be extremely busy. I do video coverage for the show, and I'm going to be all over that place. It's going to be a zoo because of all the cars that are coming out, and there's not a lot of time to catch your breath.
No, that is so true. You know, it's a very, very busy time, and when we look at some of the important introductions, Nissan, of course, is going to take the wraps off a new Altima. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the production version of a vehicle that we saw in concept form in Detroit, and that's the Lincoln MKX and the MKS, so that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to see, actually, the MKZ is going to be here in Los Angeles tomorrow at the Getty Center, so I'm going to be able to get a sneak preview of that before the show.
Oh, that's great.
And that's If the Lincoln version looks as good as the Fusion upon which it's based, that could be a big thing for Lincoln, which doesn't really enjoy it. The MKZ is its biggest seller, but it only sells about 28,000 a year, which isn't very good.
Right, exactly.
So that could be a big car for them as sort of a way to jumpstart Lincoln once again.
The big news out of the Chrysler Group is the launch, an interesting choice of venue for this, that being New York. The Viper, which went away for a while, is back. It's no longer the Dodge Viper. It's the SRT brand Viper, and this is a much more sophisticated Viper, still with a V10 power plant, but with a lot of electronics this time around, and I understand they're moving this vehicle a little bit more upscale.
Yeah, certainly the sneak preview image we saw of the interior would definitely indicate that's going to be more luxurious, although just about anything would be more luxurious than the old Viper. You know, that was the definition of bits and pieces thrown together to make an interior. It was very hot in there, and the plastics were not very good. The navigation system was... it might have just been a map in the back that was rolling on a wheel. It was absolutely tiny. So anything would be better. And really, you know, the Viper is the car that was purchased by hardcore people. I want that V10. I'm a hardcore guy, and I want to be seen this neat car.
Modern-day
Cobra. No one else is going to buy it because you wouldn't want to drive it anywhere.
Exactly. So I know down the road here they're going to have their first dual-clutch manual with that vehicle. And I've been told that, you know, pricing-wise, it's going to be sold. It's going to move upscale. And, of course, it's going to be sold in more global areas. So there's a little bit of an Italian influence on this car, both exterior-wise as well as, I understand, in the choice of interior materials. So it's going to be interesting. I suspect that to undo the present Ford V8 most powerful engine out there with 650 horsepower, this V10 power plant has got to come in with at least 660, I would imagine, James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that certainly makes sense. You know, we've heard rumors of 8.7-liter V10s, and it's going to be serious, and we're going to, you know, I'm just dreaming right now of the ZR1 Corvette versus SRT Viper comparison test. You know, that's coming. And then a variety of other ones. America takes on the world, and here comes the Aventador and all this stuff. So it's definitely a big one. And it's, you know, the Acura NSX is the biggest thing in Detroit by a long shot.
This
is going to be the same thing in New York, even though, you know, as you said, the Altima, that's a big seller for Nissan. The current car is still really good, and this one's going to be big as well as the Chevy Impala.
Let's talk about some of the GM offerings here. We've got the Chevrolet Impala, and they've been kind of quiet about that one. They've got a kind of a mid-cycle life update on the Traverse, and they're also doing some stuff with the Enclave.
Yeah, and the, you know, the Impala... that car, the current one, the platform it's on dates back to 1988. So, and you know, this is long overdue for the Impala. Even the current car was just a light refresh on the previous. It was an overhaul of the previous one. So, it's looking. This car is very stale when you compare it to, say, a Chrysler 300 or a Hyundai. As the new Hyundai is there. So this is important because this is a car that has sort of relies on fleet sales. But this is a car that could be really big for General Motors because it's a big family sedan, always been a popular class here in America, and it's Impala. This is an iconic nameplate, and it's got to be big. And, you know, we haven't seen much of it. We've seen a great picture of its C-pillar, so they're keeping the Impala logo. We know that. And we also know it's going to be on the LaCrosse and Regal and Malibu platform. Front wheel drive. So no rear wheel drive dreams, anybody. It's still front wheel drive.
BMW is going to unveil the North American debut anyway of the M6 convertible, but we're also going to see another sport utility from the BMW brand. We already have the X5 and the X3 and the X6, and now comes the X1.
Yeah, the X1. And it's been on sale in Europe for a while. It's been on sale in Canada. So we're late to the party here on the X1. This is a very small SUV, barely SUV. I mean, it sort of looks like a wagon. If you told us it was sort of a half between a wagon, half. But this is not. It's not very high off the ground. You're not taking it off roading, of course. It's not the prettiest thing on earth, to be honest.
Do they need it? That is the question. Do they need another SUV?
Yeah, they probably don't. You know, the X3, we have one. The X3, we have one, and that's a great car. It's a great car.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, it's an expensive car. So having one that slots below it, maybe not a bad idea, especially given the fact that the X3, when it came out, was somewhat of a pioneer. It was one of the only compact luxury SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's going to be a subcompact luxury SUV class, I guess they're going to be pioneers again with the X1.
That is true. We got a trivia question out there. It's an easy one. Let's go to AM 1540 News Talk, KXEL, and talk to Frank. Frank, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling in. We've got a Wash Drops prize package waiting for you if you can tell us the maker of the Granada.
I believe that was a Ford.
You got it. Do you remember the Mercury version of it?
I was thinking I started with an M, but I cannot remember.
Yeah, it was Monarch, yeah.
Monarch, there we go. Yep.
Excellent. How about your favorite new vehicle? What would that be if you were lucky to win that big lottery the other day? Boy,
oh,
did I
boy.
Have a list. I'll tell you, I had a list a mile long I was going to buy. What would be your favorite new vehicle that you would purchase?
Some of those exotics you talk about. I don't know, that new Dodge Viper something.
Yeah, we'll put your name on one of those, definitely. All right, Fred, hang on the line. Matt will get all your information. We'll get it out to you. More with James Reswick from Edmunds.com. Easy enough for me to say. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here on the broadcast. We're having lots of fun doing a little preview of the upcoming press days of the New York International Auto Show in New York with Edmunds.com editor James Ryswick. And, James, let's talk about some other important unveils there. Certainly, we can't overlook some of the stuff with Ford. Ford has got a sporting version of the Explorer that they're going to be unveiling, packing that 3.5-liter V6 EcoBoost engine, which puts out a mighty 350 horsepower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems a little low. That's an interesting. I don't know who's going to buy such a sporty Explorer, because that's a very large family-oriented vehicle.
That's true.
And with that engine, that's not exactly an SRTA Jeep, really. So that sort of struck me as an odd one. I think that's one that'll fit nice and pretty in the front of a Ford lot, but not a lot of people are going to go for it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Subaru's got some important stuff there. Mercedes will take the wraps off their SL63 AMG, and mm-hmm. Lexus is going to show off a new ES, and there's going to be some interesting news from Shelby American. They're taking the Shelby GT500 and pumping up it to 950 horsepower, or 1,100 horsepower if you just want to drive it on the track. So I wonder how much coverage. Last year, they got a whole lot of coverage off that. Do you think it will be the same this year?
Well, I'm sure that tire manufacturers will be very glad to hear about that car, because it will be going through tires at a rapid rate, so they're going to be doing some tremendous business from that. So
that's true.
it's a lot of power, and I think it'll do really well in a straight line.
Uh-huh.
And that might be it. Especially when you consider how fast the 2013 GT500 is going to get, over 600 horsepower.
Yes, 600 pound-feet of torque, and it's using a 5.8-liter variant of that engine, rather than the 5.4 than the Shelby American folks are doing. You have a very cool blog here that I just want to touch on. It's called 2011 Chevrolet Volt Thoughts from the Curb. And I like the photograph that you have with the red cups, and you can see the Volt parked out on the street. And folks can check this out just by going to blogs at insideline.com. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts from the curb on the Volt.
Sure. Well, you know, this sort of stemmed from, this was right at the height of the congressional hearings about the Volt. And we lived with the Volt. We had, Edmunds and Inside Line bought a Volt, and we lived with one already for a year. We've already sold it, actually. And I really liked the car.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful to drive. I live in Los Angeles, and it can take me an hour to travel 9 miles. And I'll be sitting in traffic, and for that, it's a wonderful car. Electric power is a lot of fun, surprisingly, because it's all torque.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quiet, and it's quite a neat thing to behold. And it's not a bad car to drive, especially when you compare it to a Prius. It feels a lot more solid. It handles better. It's quieter. The interior is far nicer. So from a car standpoint, it stands up pretty well. Now, the bigger problem is it costs a lot of money, $44,000. And even if you do get that government tax credit, it's still a lot of money for a car that has a small two-person back seat and the trunk's not that big. So that's always going to be hanging over its head. When you ask, if someone asks me, you know, why doesn't that car sell well, it's the price. But, you know, people are also saying, you know, it's not selling well. Is that a, you know, this is a big bust. I'd argue it isn't a bust because I don't think GM was expecting for this to be a Malibu.
Right.
It's not a volume-making product. I sort of compared it to, you know, at the time I compared it to, you know, other halo cars from brands, you know, Mercedes S-Class or something that sort of serves as a test bed for future technologies. Everybody's not going to buy this thing, but it's going to drive the company forward, just as a sports car would. You know, not a lot of people buy a Corvette compared to a Cruze or a Malibu, but hopefully the more advanced technologies that go into that car, say the magnetic dampers that are on a Cadillac.
Yep.
That'll transfer down to other GM, that's on the Corvette, transferred into other cars. Same sort of thing with the Volt. It's a more of an eco-friendly avenue of a more expensive car, but then as opposed to a performance one. But to slag it off just as saying, you know, they're not selling $100,000 a year, it's a failure, I think is a little unfair to the car itself.
So your experience overall with the vehicle, you walked away saying that you really liked it. And from the early adopters that I have interviewed, most of those folks have liked the experience as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is an early adopter car. I probably wouldn't buy one because I'm not much of an early adopter. You know, I haven't updated my Facebook thing to that new timeline yet. I was one of the last people on Twitter. But
I'm not on Twitter yet, so I got you beat on that one.
But the Volt, you know, you see the seeds of it. You know, this is not the complete car. This is not about this car. This is more, you have to think down the road. What's the next Volt going to be like? What's the Volt after that? What components of this are going to find their way into the next Malibu, for instance, or the Malibu after that? You know, if in 8 years we're looking at the next generation Volt and the back seat I can't fit in and you can't fit three people across and the gas engine can only get like 35 miles per gallon by itself, I'd be incredibly disappointed. Then we can throw it overboard.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, we have to realize, you know, this is a first step. And a sort of revolutionary car like this, you need to make a first step. And this is it, because really the concept of that, of the electric engine that goes so far, and then you need that range extender of somewhere so you can actually drive to Phoenix if you'd like to from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to own a second car as you would with a pure electric car. That's a solid concept. And this
it
is where
sure
the concept begins.
And I know General Motors, at least in the beginning, had plans of rolling out many different incarnations of this platform in various vehicles, including there was going to be a Cadillac variant and other variants to come. I know they've got an Opel over in Europe. Do you think the slow sales start is going to derail any of those plans? What's your opinion on that, James?
I don't think so, because they are going forward with the Cadillac. We've seen it's going to be a coupe, something that's a little more desirable from a design standpoint. But, you know, at the very least, all this R&D work that's gone into it, you'd imagine that even just to create their own hybrid technology, ignore the plug-in aspect of it. Once you run out of your all-electric range, the Volt's a really good hybrid car. So the R&D that's gone into it would almost certainly have a trickle-down effect, whether, you know, the next generation, you know, Chevy Equinox has a Volt, full Volt powertrain, I don't know. But certainly the technology that went into it would have to trickle down. I would be so incredibly shocked if the Volt goes the way of the EV1. We don't hear about it for 25 years.
No, I'd be very shocked, too. They certainly have done their homework with the vehicle, and, you know, unfortunately, it's been in the news in the last few months with the NST, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration test, which I don't think was exactly fair. And,
it wasn't, no.
You know, it's also gotten some news not positive to do with some other electronic switch gear and some other little minor problems to do with the XM satellite radio system. It just seems like a lot of people are beating up on the car unnecessarily.
Well, any of those, you know, any number of cars could have the same sort of satellite radio issue, but you never hear about it because it's on a Volt. And, you know, in terms of the, you know, people are saying it's had fire problems. It hasn't had fire problems. What happened was it's the government crash test. It's a side crash test. You crash it at a high speed into a pole, then rotate it up onto its lid for a given period of time. Then they parked it for 3 weeks, this crashed Volt that was in its side. And then after 3 weeks, the battery did catch on fire. So if you do that, okay, you might have to be worried.
Yeah, it sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit. Definitely. Thank you so much, James. We'll have to make this a regular monthly thing. Hopefully we can get you back with us real soon.
Well, thanks. Good to be here.
Great job. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway. Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.